Mr. President, you've had to scale back on at least a few of the promises that you made on the campaign trail in terms of the health overhaul. Promise about saving $2,500 a person premiums, covering everyone. As we know, legislating is about compromise. What's the hardest thing that you've had to give up in this process so far?
Well, you know, I have to say that if you had told me at the beginning of this year that at the end of a grueling process in which the opposition, I think, has been more politically driven and ideologically driven than substantive, that I'd still have a bill potentially for me to sign that provides 30 million people coverage, provides enormous protections to families who are getting hammered right now when it comes to the fine print of insurance forms, that is deficit neutral, that is geared towards reducing costs over the long term, that has huge increases in prevention and wellness, sets up additional community health clinics around the country for people who have trouble accessing medicine. I'd say we did really well. And that is, I think, what's going to happen. And when I, throughout this whole year, as we've been slogging through this process, what's always come back to me are the families that I've met whose, you know, children got sick and somehow they couldn't get them insurance. A breadwinner in the family lost their job and suddenly they don't have health insurance, but somebody in the family ends up having leukemia and they had to lose their house because that was the only way they could pay for health care. You know, those stories will end once we get this health care reform bill up and running. And we're doing it in a way that is fiscally responsible. It's not going to involve a whole bunch of new taxes on ordinary working families. And so I actually think that considering how difficult the process has been, this is a end product that I am very proud of and is greatly worthy of support. This notion, I know among some on the left, that somehow this bill is not everything that it should be, that we still need a single-payer plan, et cetera, et cetera, I think just ignores the real human reality that this will help millions of people and end up being the most significant piece of domestic legislation, at least since Medicare and maybe since Social Security.